we bring the imam on, those we know it's proper that when the khutbah is given that we should be facing the Qibla. So you who are in this direction, would you please just turn and face that way? Thank you.
As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the guardian evolver, cherisher, sustainer of all the worlds. We seek his guidance, ask his forgiveness. We praise him, we believe in him, and we do not separate our break from him. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone. There is nothing like unto him, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. I would like to begin the khutbah first by reading a chapter from the Quran, and it so happens that the chapter I turn to today, seeking a chapter to speak from, is titled Jum'ah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yusabbihu lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ardi lil malik al qudus al aziz al hakim. الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم تتلو عليهم آياته وتزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين وآخرين منهم لما يلحقوا بهم وهو العزيز الحكيم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين قل يا أيها الذين هادوا إن زعمتم أنهم أولياء لله من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين ولا يتمنونه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة سينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون صدق الله العظيم. God speaks the truth. The translation is given in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. All that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth glorifies Allah, the King, the Holy, the Almighty, the All-Wise. He it is who has sent among
the illiterate, the unlettered ones, an apostle from among themselves, reciting to them his verses, purifying them, and teaching them the book and the wisdom. And verily they had been before in manifest error. And he had sent him also to other Muslims who have not yet joined them. And he is the Almighty, the All-Wise. That is the bounty of Allah, which he bestows on whom he will. And Allah is the Lord of great bounty. The likeness of those who were entrusted with the Torah, but who subsequently failed, is as the likeness of a donkey which carries huge burdens of books. Evil is the likeness of people who deny the signs of Allah. And Allah guides not the wrongdoing people. Say, O Muhammad, O Jews, all you Jews, if you pretend that you are friends of Allah to the exclusion of all other people, then long for death if you are truthful. But they will never long for it because of what their hands have set before them. And Allah knows well the wrongdoers. Say to them, verily the death from which you flee will surely meet you. Then will you be sent back to the knower of the unseen and the seen, and he will tell you what you used to do. God speaks the truth. Dear beloved Muslims, I have observed from reading the Jewish and Christian scriptures that the Quran revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about 1400 years ago now is the most relevant book in every sense upon this earth or ever to come upon this earth.
Right.
I was reading comments by a Christian theologian on the Quran and its usefulness in present society, modern world society. And this theologian described the Quran as a book with no relevance, an irrelevant book. That is to say that the Quran has no answers for our modern day problems. Whereas on the contrary, it is only the Quran that has the answers for our modern day problems. I will now read hadith that is given along with this chapter. So Abu Huraira gave this report. So Allah's apostle said, peace and blessings be upon him, the hour will not be established until you fight with the Jews. And the stone behind which a Jew will be hiding says, O Muslim, there is a Jew hiding behind me, so kill him. This hadith is found in Sahih al-Bukhari, number 177, volume 4. This hadith is accepted as a sound hadith, one of the most sound hadith. That is, we have to accept this hadith. We cannot reject this hadith. I have several times read the verse in English, which says, if the Jews, if you are truthful, then turn back the death. And I struggled to understand what was meant there. And I reasoned, I said, well, if God has chosen a certain people to the exclusion of others, and they are to be preserved as his people, as his chosen people, in spite of their sins, in spite of their failing to keep a moral image in the world, a humanitarian image in the world, to justify them being the leaders. And I wondered, I said, if that is so, then these people have been granted an unconditional protection from God that is not given to any others. And if that's so, then I guess they shouldn't be dying, I said to myself, because they are so much needed in the world. Then I said, well, there must be something more to this. Then I thought, I said, Allah tells us in the Quran that among the Jews are people who care more about the material life than anything else. And they wish that they could live eternally in material paradise. Then I reasoned that it would be mighty hard for such people to give up this life, this worldly life. And I thought perhaps that maybe the challenge to them is the challenge to give up the worldly life. As we know that Allah tells the Muslim in the Quran, die, that you may live. Die, that you may live. Who has the courage to die to the world, that they may live in the presence of God? Only the sincere, devoted believer. It takes strong people, strong in faith, to die to the world, to say to the things that attract us, the things that attract our appetites, to say to those things, I will not live by you any longer. I'd rather die the life that you offer me and live the life that God's offered me. It takes a strong believer to make that stand.
That's right.
But that is the minimum that Allah asks of the believer. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and the blessings be upon him, said, no one of you will be a believer until your desires follow what I have come to you with. And what did he come to us with? The revelation of God. The last revelation, the Quran. The complete revelation. The complete guidance. The complete book. A book for the whole life of the human being. Again, he says that none of us can become a believer until first our desires follow what he came to us with. If my desires are pulled away from the guidance of God, from the Quran, to anything, then I have not yet reached that high level of achievement that earns me the right to be called mu'min, our believer.
That's right.
Now we know that Allah has created us Muslims. Every one of us is Muslim by the very fact of our reality of our creation. Our creation is Muslim. That is, it is in our nature to fear supreme power. It is in our nature to seek guidance and protection from the supreme Lord of the heavens and earth. This is in our nature. It is in our nature to seek discipline, to seek an order wherein we will find peace and protection from Almighty God. This is in the human's nature. It's in the human's nature to yield his will to a superior. That's in the human's nature. The human's nature seeks peace. We want peace. Sometimes we get peace in confusion. Sometimes we get it in chaos, anarchy. Nevertheless, we seek peace. That's the peace that we find coming to us because we have sought vengeance, revenge. We hate the forces that have been controlling us or aggravating our lives. So we seek vengeance. And many times we don't get our peace until we have dealt out to the offenders or to the aggressors the like of what they dealt out to us.
That's right. Right, that's right.
And there we find our peace.
That's right.
So whether we find the peace in violence or in security and safety, in a safe and secure order, the nature bid us, moves us to find our peace.
That's right. That's right.
This is the nature of the human being. We all are Muslims in our nature. There is Muslim karma and Muslim proper.
Right.
For as we know, Allah has said that the creation itself is Muslim.
Right.
The earth is Muslim. The sun, the moon, and stars are Muslim. They all yield their will to their creator.
That's right.
And they all love order and peace. If we create confusion in the material world, we find that the material world will automatically find its rest.
That's right. That's right.
Maybe it will have to continue on a kind of violent reaction for a while, but its prolonging of the violence is only to come to its rest, to its peace. And Allah has established the skies and the earth in order and in peace. So I've considered this verse for a long time, and while reading it, I said to myself, here on my last reading, I said to myself, yes, this is a challenge, a real challenge, that speaks from so many directions. It is a challenge for a materialistic, greedy society to break from their materialism and give themselves to an honest living, to a just and honest life. That is a great challenge. And to do this is to die in the language of the Quran. Allah say, die that you may live. But then again, when we study the history of the Jewish people, so-called Jewish people, Israeli people, whatever we want to call them, we find that their popularity has been dwindling.
That's right.
They say that they have been given a perpetual contract with God. It shall never be broken, no matter how we behave. We can play the role of Satan. It will never be broken. Then why is your popularity dwindling on this earth? God gave the Christians popularity over the Jews. And then God completed his favor upon all of us and gave the Muslims popularity over the Jews. When we study their scripture, we find that their own scripture tells us that their place with God as chosen people or as the imam on this earth was taken away from them. Jesus said of them, wither and bear fruit no more. Wither and bear fruit no more. And the Bible say, and straightway the tree withered. That's the fig tree, right? It is almost now as convincing as anything could be that the Jewish people have no popularity, no leadership in the eyes of the people. And certainly we cannot justify their leadership in the presence of God or in the eyes of God.
That's right.
Why? Because they have lived a secret life.
That's right.
They have not carried God's word.
That's right.
To starving, sick, confused humanity.
That's right.
They kept it in their synagogue.
That's right.
And they preached it as a secret doctrine.
That's right.
That was specifically revealed for Jews, and that the rest of the world should only benefit by observing the Jewish life. The choice words of God are not for all of us. We are only to benefit by observing the Jewish life.
That's what they taught.
In other words, the dinner is prepared for the Jews.
Yes, sir.
Come on, baby. The crumbs that fall off the table are for the dog.
That's right.
This is not our language, this is their language.
Yes, sir.
According to the Bible.
That's right.
And according to their own history.
Mm-hmm.
Their history says the same.
That's right.
Yes. So they are no longer God's chosen people.
That's right.
They have failed.
That's right.
Dear beloved Muslims, this challenge is to the Jew and their leadership. If you are the chosen people, then how come you can't maintain your religious leadership in the world? If you are the chosen ones, how come your religious leadership in the world has been dying? And how come you can't stop this death?
That's right.
Yes. Hasn't it been dying? When Jesus Christ was missioned, it was dealt a terrible blow. And Jesus, when he found it in a state of deterioration.
That's right.
He said of them, if the salt has lost its savor,
That's right.
What good is it but to be thrown out into the earth.
That's right. Come on, Jesus.
And Christians interpretate this, as well as Jews, to mean that the Jews had ruled by law, by literal translation of law, the law, that the law was dominant, the law was supreme. They ignored the spirit for the dry reading of the law. They ignored the moral factors. They ignored the human factor for a dry reading of the law. And Christ condemned that. He said, if the salt has lost its savor, if you preach this law and it doesn't stir in the human being a desire to love his fellow man, a desire to be just and right in society, if it doesn't inspire in him love for all creatures of God, then it has lost its savor.
That's right.
And he says, what good is it? It does not belong with revelation.
Right.
It belongs in the earth with common human knowledge. And look what we have seen in our day and time.
That's right.
We have seen the fulfillment of the promise.
That's right.
To Prophet Jesus, may the peace be upon him. The Christians were promised, as the Jews were promised, that God would write the law in the hearts of the people.
That's right.
In Prophet Muhammad's time, peace and blessings be upon him, this was fulfilled. The revelation was revealed to Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad recited the revelation, and no one wrote it down on tablets. They memorized it by heart.
That's right.
They committed it to memory.
Yeah, that's good.
We might write something down and it doesn't have to be in our heart.
Right.
But to memorize a whole book, it has to be in your heart to do so. So the Muslims committed the Quran to memory. And it was in their heart. It was impossible to achieve that without it being in their heart. And when they got ready to begin to write it down on paper to preserve it in form of books, they had to go not to the tablets from Mount Sinai. They didn't go to stones. They went to human beings. And they said, here are the hafiz. Here are the men who can recite the Quran without mistake. And they collected many of them together and they compared their recitation. And they came to the conclusion that this is it as it was revealed to Prophet Muhammad. And it was put into book form. The revelation came from God to a mortal human being, a flesh and blood human being, a man that was a warrior, a businessman, a political man, a rational man in the highest sense of the word, a good husband. He was all men into one. All men into one.
That's right.
He was the best of every man. All wrapped up into one man. Allahu Akbar. And he was the one that Allah revealed the Quran to. What is said of Prophet Muhammad? Allah says that we have seen him, that he's established on the highest plane of moral excellence. That he has the greatest character. And what again does Allah say of Prophet Muhammad in this Quran? Says that he already have I lived a whole lifetime with you. When the revelation came to him, he was 40 years old. He had already lived a lifetime with his people. And his character was unblemished, untarnished, even before God missioned him to be a messenger. What does this tell us? This tells us that God never chose sinners to be his representatives or his messengers.
That's right.
He chose the upright people.
That's right.
Is that any encouragement for us?
Yes, sir.
Yes. But if we believe that God chose sinners over good people, is that an encouragement for us?
No, sir.
The Bible accuses God with choosing sinners.
That's right.
Yes, to be messengers to others. Men who went out looking for prostitutes in the way. Men who played the evil scheme on their close friend to get their wives. Yes. Men that lied. God never chose such men to be his messenger to the people.
That's right.
Some of the false reports that we find in the Bible of prophets give the prophet as one who commit incest.
That's right. That's right.
Go with his own daughters.
Right.
Who get drunk.
That's right.
Before his children.
That's right.
Who looks at the nakedness of his good friend's wife and then plan to have his good friend killed in the heat of the battle.
That's right. That's right.
To get his wife. Bathsheba, according to the Bible, was gotten that way.
Yeah.
By David.
That's right.
Yes. What does Allah say to us of Prophet Muhammad? Says that he is a mortal human being. Say to them that I am only a messenger, a mortal human being. Flesh and blood human being. Not an angel. A human being. But what does Allah say of this human being? Who is not an angel, who can't think to disobey, whose nature has been fixed, no free will, no thought can come to disobey. What does Allah say of this human being who has the freedom to disobey, who has the freedom to think outside of the law of God and walk outside of the law of God, but who of his own free will, love out of love for God, chooses to stay in the way and obey the law of God? What does Allah say of this human being? Says that he is a degree above the angels.
That's right.
Prophet Muhammad was not an angel, but he was on a plane a degree above the angels.
That's right.
And every human being has that same nature, has that same potential. All of us have the same capacity, that is, morally and spiritually. If we want to rise above the angels, we can do so.
That's right. That's right.
So should we pray to Michael?
No, sir. No, sir.
How can I pray to Michael when I'm on a plane above Michael?
That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do we look down to pray to something?
No, sir.
We look up to pray to God.
Come on.
We don't worship the things that are beneath us.
That's right.
We worship the things that are above us. So we shouldn't ask for help from those things that are inferior.
That's right.
We should ask for help from those things that are superior.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So we pray only to Allah.
That's right.
Only to Allah. We need no mediator.
That's right.
No one has to hear our prayer and then refer it to God. No angel, no prophet. No Virgin Mary. None. Allah has given us a great station in his creation. He says that he has made us in the best of mold. There is no other design in creation more excellent than the human design. Who are you going to believe? The philosophers are Allah. I choose to believe Allah. He has given me a sense of dignity on a higher plane than I could possibly get from listening to the foolishness,
That's right.
the fast fascinating foolishness of the philosophers. Again, Allah says in the Quran that He has given us our physical looks.
Right.
He has given us our surah kum, your physical looks. What is a surah? Surah is a picture. So have you looked at your picture? Have you seen your face, the color it is? Have you seen your lips, the thickness or the thinness? Your nose, the broadness or the narrowness? Your hair, the straightness or the kinkiness? Have you seen that?
Yes.
Allah did that. And what does Allah say of what He did? He says, and I have made your looks most beautiful. Good, excellent, most beautiful. Now who are you going to believe, the racist or Allah? I choose to believe Allah. Dear beloved Muslims, now I would like to call your attention to a special blessing that Allah has given you, the descendants of the blacks of Africa, the relatives of Bilal, even whenever Allah places a burden upon a people, He always gives them an encouragement.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yes.
The Arabs in the day of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, they were given a great burden to carry. They had to be a witness. Shaheed. Witness.
Yes.
For the whole world. A witness that Allah had chosen the Prophet of Muhammad to be a witness to them. In the words of Allah's book, say that He made Prophet Muhammad a witness to the Muslim community. And He made the Muslim community a witness to the whole humanity. And in the days of Prophet Muhammad, the Muslims understood that.
Yes, sir.
And they struggled hard to keep their image on a plane near to Prophet Muhammad.
Listen, brother.
Prophet Muhammad did not want luxuries in his life.
That's right.
His companions refused to have luxuries in their lives.
That's right.
Okay. Prophet Muhammad accepted no vice. His companions accepted no vice.
That's right.
And because of that, there was not only a leader, but there was also a leading community. There was not only a single man who was an example to the world, but there was a single community that was an example to the world.
Yes, sir.
And today, we don't have that single community. I have traveled east, west, north, and south. And I tell you, it's a sad thing to say, but today we do not have that community.
That's right.
We have few Muslims, Arabs, in different Muslim countries who are struggling to uphold the high standards set by Prophet Muhammad with the guidance of God. But the great majority have been caught up.
That's right.
Into the storm of the Western world's lust.
That's right.
The winds of materialism.
That's right.
The winds of vices.
That's right.
The winds of lust have caught the majority of the Arabs into its storm.
That's right. They know it.
And they come to America, drawn by the attracting power of the gambling wheels.
That's
in Las Vegas.
Right.
Oh, are you here to condemn the Arabs? No.
That's
I'm here to encourage the Bilalis.
That's right.
gotten lost its power.
That's right.
But the runners in the race have lost their power.
Yes, sir. Make it plain, brother.
And we are new runners.
Yes, sir.
We are fresh runners.
Yes, sir.
We have spirit of inspiration.
Yes, sir.
We don't have as much knowledge of the recitation of the Quran and the Hadith.
Yes, sir.
But we have that power that moves the leg in a race. Go you all together.
Yes.
As in a race.
That's right. That's right.
For all that is good.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Come on, brother.
Allah never places a burden on a people without giving them an equal force.
Yes.
Without giving them inspiration.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, brother.
Isn't it a blessed and a prophetic thing?
Yes.
That Bilal was the first to call people to worship. That Prophet Muhammad chose Bilal.
We know the straight hat.
He chose the curly hat. Not the bright skin. He chose the black skin. To do what? To say to the people, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. God is greater. God is greater.
Yes, sir.
And to proclaim openly, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of my greatness except God. Muhammad is the messenger of God. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. God is greater, God is greater. Nothing is worthy to worship except God. Is all. It's the whole. to tell us how to pray. He told us how to pray, how to work, how to establish a social order.
That's right. That's right.
How to establish a government.
That's right.
How to give justice.
That's right.
How to defend the order. Everything.
Right.
How to make money.
Right.
How to live a balanced life.
Right.
How to not allow money out of here. How to just throw you off balance.
That's right.
How not to pray so much that you leave your house to go to ruin.
Come on, brother. Yeah.
How to not spend your time in vicar and prayer so long that the baby is neglected, the wife is neglected, the house is decaying, the windows need painting. Windows need to be put in.
Yes, sir. Come on.
The rugs are filthy. They need cleaning. The plumbing is going bad.
Yes.
A leak is coming through the wall.
Yes.
The house is about to fall. Them in statue.
Oh,
he spends his time in fasting and in prayer.
Prophet
Muhammad said, who takes care of this fellow? That's all we do, old prophet. It says they know better than he. And again, what does Allah say? He says, when the Friday prayers call, when Jummah prayers call, leave your business and out the world.
Religion? Yes,
a religion that will not allow materialism to destroy spiritualism. It will not allow spiritualism to deprive us of our share in this world. For Almighty God, supreme and glorified is he said, what does he feel like that law? Don't have what happens to Nasib of a minute, dunya. He said, seek with the means that God has given you.
Yes, sir.
The promise of an afterlife. The better life. He said that surely the end life is better than the beginning one. The afterlife is better than the ula. But he said, however, do not neglect to develop your share of this present physical world. Can I be a balanced Muslim? Praying and singing vicar? While seeking no job? Seeking no earnest means of income? Seeking no social, material, and political dignity? While other people have it? No, I must live a complete life. That's the Muslim way. I must not drift off on cloud nine. Concentrating on the unknown. Seeking to obliterate or annihilate the known. So I will take on an unknown in an unknown. This exercise is a spiritual exercise of the fool.
Yes, sir.
Who forget that Allah did not make us to be angels flying the unknown spheres. But made us to be Khalifa on the earth.
Yes, sir.
Made us to be what? Inheritors on the earth. Rulers on the earth. Imams, leaders on the earth. Allah has given us that great mission. To be a ruler on the earth. He says to us that he has subjugated the sun, the moon. He has subjugated everything to our service. He says even of the skies. We think that the rest of the world taught us that man can travel out of space. No, Allah told us. Allah says that if any would try to sneak a hearing to see what is out there in this far space, then he'll find that there are gods out there. A shooting star is waiting. Listen. Oh, we know that the science has discovered that out there in the space, one of the great dangers for our space travel is the floating of great fragments called meteorites, I believe. That's one of the great dangers. When you go out there, that's one of the great dangers, that your vehicle might be hit by some of those flying objects. But what does Allah say? Now, I know this is to be applied both physically, materially, and spiritually. What does Allah say, though? He says that you cannot do it except that you have great knowledge and power. Illa bisultanin azim. Except that you have great knowledge and power. Allah didn't say we can't traverse, we can't trespass, we can't go over the boundaries. Allah didn't say we can't go over orbits from one orbit to the next. He said you can't do it unless you have great knowledge and power.
That's right.
But if the Western world took the hint from the Quran and studied and studied for centuries until they got great knowledge and power, should we say, oh, look how great the Caucasian race is. Look how great the European is. Look how great the American is. Look, they have gotten up off the earth and they've gone to the moon. No, look how wise they are to take the knowledge from the Quran and believe it.
Okay.
And study the world. Study the physical world and get great knowledge.
That's right.
Study the physical world and get great combustion power.
Right.
Great rocket power. Look how they obeyed the invitation of God.
Yes,
and took up the knowledge and the power and went to the moon.
That's right.
And look how foolish we have been.
That's right.
Who received the book first in our hand.
Yes.
To put down the scientific explorations.
Right.
Who put down the scientific investigations.
Right.
Who left it all to the West because we had all that we wanted.
Yes,
we had gotten two camels.
Yes, sir.
Praying on a platter made of camel hair.
Yes, sir.
Sitting on high couches.
Yes, sir.
Seats, brother. With plenty of grapes and water.
Yes, sir.
From Zamzam.
Yes, sir.
Come on,
brother.
So in our plush garden of material pleasures, we rested until the Caucasian went to the moon.
Yes.
Where we were invited to go before the Caucasian was invited. This is the need. The need is to come back where Prophet Muhammad was. And I'm telling you, no one, in my knowledge, is greater ready, is more ready to do that than the Bin Ladens. I've gone all over, and I haven't seen anyone with a thirst like yours. There's space for great construction.
Yes,
and there's a lot of room in the Bellarian for Islam. As one scholar said in Islam, he says sometimes it's best not to start with that has fallen,
yes, sir,
but to start with that has never gone up.
Yes, sir.
Says many times a man falls and he breaks all his bones.
Yes, sir.
And it's too big a job to take too long,
yes,
to get it back on his feet.
Come on.
The East fell, and it seemed that they broke most of their bones. The Bellarian, he never rose up. He's waiting for the big board. A lot of space, a lot of room for construction. Let us rise up to this challenge. Let us meet this test. And remember that Prophet Muhammad said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that he heard sandals walking in the paradise ahead of him.
Yes, sir.
And he said, do you know whose sandals those were? He said, those were the sandals of Bilal.
Yes.
What a powerful, prophetic message. Not that we can walk ahead of Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad is not only our prophet and messenger. Prophet Muhammad is our Habiba. Prophet Muhammad is our Imam.
Yes,
this is the battle of the day. And the soldiers today in this army are predominantly Bilalians. So let the others join the Bilali battle. Join the Bilali force, the Bilali company. Pardon me, and let us fight the Muslim battle. Yes. This is the way. I invite Muslims in America to join the Muslim Bilalians of America.
Yes, sir.
And tell the world, have courage to say to America and the world, we were the first to rise up. Our community was established perfect and beautiful and most powerful to attract all people to come into Al-Islam. But we went to sleep.
That's right.
And now they are awake. And they don't have our problems.
That's right.
They don't have our bad history.
That's right.
Their shame is not on Al-Islam.
Yes.
Their shame is on themselves.
That's right.
Well, we were converted from what? Christianity.
That's right.
And many of us came here from pagan or so-called heathen religions.
That's right.
Our behavior is not a reflection on our faith in Islam.
That's right.
It's a reflection on our dignity as men with our knowledge.
Yeah.
But what about the men with knowledge? So let us stand with the Bilalian who has not fallen and broken his bones, but who has his bones and ready to stand up. If the non-Bilalian or non-black American Muslims could say to America, this community is alive. This community is dynamic. This community has courage. This community is a soldier.
That's right.
And we are going to join the soldiers. Then the Christians will say, we were unable. We were unable. And the Jews will say, we failed. We couldn't say, come in, prodigal son. The elders find it hard to accept the newcomer. Is that right? It's very hard for the elders to accept the newcomer. Say my age, you must respect.
That's what they say.
You see how old my robe is? But it's tarnished. It's tarnished. It's no more attractive. The robe is fragile. It's no more strong. So if a community puts on the robe fresh and are willing to wear it in its purity and in its strength and have the courage to say to the world, we have the best. My name is not Jackie. My name is not Roger.
Come on,
my name is Raji. My name is Razak. My name is not Wally. My name is Wally. Look how the Arabs change their names to sound like American names, so they'd be more comfortable in an American society.
Right.
But look how brave the Bilalian is.
Right.
Because he never liked the thing anyway. It reminds him of his servitude.
Right.
Reminds him of the demeaned level that they put him on.
Right.
So he doesn't have no great dignity and pride to say my name is John Washington Carver Jr. Abraham Sam. He didn't find any great sense of pleasure and dignity in saying that his name is Jackie Smith.
That's right.
He never liked it in any way.
Right.
It didn't come by a way that he could appreciate it.
That's right.
Say, my name is Abdullah. My name is Rashid. My name is Ali. My name is Omar. My name is Muhammad. Say it with such pride. Say it with such pride. Say it with such courage. Say it with such appreciation for the value of it.
Right.
That the one who hears it tremble. How do you spell it? Get on the plane and sit down. And the steward is just looking. She see me looking, she act as though she saw her master. While the poor elder, in his old robe, with his old ring of authority, sits on the plane in shame. Knowing his name is not Raji, Roger, but Raji, Abdullah. Yes, but he sits in shame. He says they're hiding his identity.
That's right. That's right.
And feeling bad in his heart that he has not acknowledged the great favor that Allah done to us and giving us al-Islam and making us Muslims. So he grieves the whole journey, or either he had to drown himself in the champagne and become a common old cheap drunk with everybody else on the plane. Yeah. So how come we can't recognize that the day is a new day? The sun of al-Islam is rising in the west. Not in the old West, not in the Maghrib, Africa, but in this West. And I don't know if I'm allowed to interpret this in this way, but I'm going to do it just to further encourage you. Allah says that there are two East and two West. Is that right? Came up in the first West. At that time, they weren't aware that there was even a Father West. And now we have our people coming up in the Father's West. And isn't there a Near East and a Far East? Now I know this can be interpreted in many ways. For the sun sometimes sets and rises at a certain spot. And later on in the season, it sets and rises in a different spot. Is that right? We know that. Sometimes we see the sun and it's like that, rising in the east. And another time in the year, it's like that, rising in the east. And the same for the west. It's sometimes like that and sometimes like that. But shouldn't that also be a sign speaking to something even more important? Allahu Akbar. Dear beloved Muslims, Allah never burdened a people without giving them a power, an incentive, encouragement that is stronger than the burden. The burden on us is many. This world has not had much faith in us. Those people, they have the love, they got the hearts, they got the desire, they have the inspiration, they are an emotional people, they have that, but they don't have the power, they don't have the knowledge, they don't have the power to rule themselves. They need us to come in. We have to manage their affairs for them. But look at Africa. Is Nigeria begging the world outside for leadership? Nigeria is a black-skinned people. And they are progressive. They are strong. They are moving ahead. All we need to do is go there and fire up the spirit more for al-Islam. And Nigeria will be the spotlight of the Muslim world. Want it? Not Turkey anymore, Nigeria. Yes. Not Pakistan, Nigeria. Nigeria has the potential. Nigeria has the strength. Nigeria has the leadership. Nigeria got even the money.
That's right.
Let's go to Nigeria.
Almighty called them back from the side to the real thing. For as Allah tells in the Quran, Jesus and his mother are signs. Which means Christian leadership and Christian society is nothing but a sign of Prophet Muhammad and Muslim society. They gestured, we're doing the real thing. I'm telling you the truth. Yes. And if we give them this message, you'll see that they will come to Al-Islam. The elders can't get them. The prodigal son has to go get them. And I hope that everybody will join us. Wouldn't that be beautiful? That will be a message of death to the racist brain. If the Arabs and other Muslims, all colors, will stand with the Bilalian leadership and say to the world, this is a new mission. This is a coat of all colors. And we are not too proud to stand behind the Bilalian. Say, Prophet Muhammad taught us 1400 years ago.
That's right.
How to ride behind the slave commander.
That's right. That's right.
How to stand behind the call of a Bilalian.
That's right. That's right.
Let us pray that God guide us on his straight way.
Yes,
increase our knowledge and understanding.
Yes, sir.
Bless us with the humility and also the pride.
Yes.
Pride in his truth. Pride in the great dignity that comes to us when we obey Allah and take up this mission. But humble, knowing that we are only creatures. Allah is the creator. That we have no power of our own. We have no knowledge of our own. We cannot will or command anything except Allah allows it. Let us be humble and still proud. Let us pray that Allah fulfill the promise in us wherein he asks, let there rise up from among you a community calling to all that has been made lawful and good, resisting all that is unlawful and wicked, or bad, shameful things. We are that community.
That's right.
Before we took the path of Sunnah, before we embraced the whole Muslim world under the leadership of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we had already gotten credit for being people who devoted themselves blindly.
Yes.
And who disciplined themselves because they had faith in what they devoted themselves to.
That's right.
They put down cigarettes and whiskey bottles.
That's right.
They put down dope and prostitution.
That's right.
They put down the crime and stood up as the most admired citizens of the ghetto and of the society.
That's right. That's right.
Don't you know that's a prophetic sign?
That's right.
That those people, once they get the pure waters, will be the leaders of the world. Oh Allah, forgive us our sins and guide us on the straight path. Oh Allah, bless Prophet Muhammad with your choicest blessings. Bless his descendants, bless his companions, bless the righteous, all of us. And oh Allah, let your light rise in America so that it will be a strong testimony convincing all the people of the world. Ameen.
Amen.